The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
Yeah, big good morning to Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy and supporter of Port, minor premiership winners. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, a great, great week, and I'm still celebrating. So, and probably will be celebrating all the way until the game starts next Thursday or Thursday week.
Oh,
so,
be more, a little more confidence, all the way until the grand final.
Exactly right. But yeah, the season starts again now. But you know, to stay on top for 20 odd weeks, I think has been great for them. So yeah.
Great to hear. Now, big news out for Apple fans and users of Apple phones. iOS 14 is now out. What can we expect from that?
First of all, when you're about to install it, make sure you've got enough room on your device. It's over 2 gig in size.
2 gig, wow.
So if you've got a smaller hard drive on your phone, make sure that you've got enough room basically to go along and install the thing. Lots of new features, including widgets. Yes, Android's had them for a long time. But they've got some new security features on there as well, which I really like. And I've been running iOS 14 for about 2 months now. So I've run through all the betas and I'm running the proper version of it now. I think it's far better than iOS 13, which had lots of issues on there. So you may notice once you upgrade to it, you may see an orange dot or a green dot on the top of your screen.
What does that mean?
Now, an orange dot means an app has actually accessed your microphone.
All
let
right.
the conspiracy theorists put into that what they want. Or a green dot, they've accessed your camera on there.
That's kind of handy.
If you suddenly see that, what you can do is you can swipe down, open your control center, see exactly what app was responsible for the camera use, revoke access to the camera, or delete the app.
That's great. And being able to do it that quickly and that simply, that's really good.
I think it's really good. You know, Apple's taken some flack over it from app developers and advertisers over this.
Of course.
You know, as well. But, you know, I think in the age that we live in now, any security features we can have on there about not sharing our data, not sharing things with certain things, I think is a really good thing. But iOS 14, honestly, it's a far better operating system than 13. If you've got 13 on your phone, you can put 14 on there. It's
Brilliant.
As easy as that.
And so, I also saw some people were able to customise the little icons and things, and people have been having a lot of fun with that. I don't know if you've seen that going around.
Yeah, you can do all anything. But, you know, it's a lot more customisable now, which is great for people that want to do that sort of thing. So, yeah.
So we were just talking about it being intrusive and things like that, and you do have to be a little bit careful with what you post on social media, but why exactly is that right now?
Because people are always looking for things on social media. We had the story about Tony Abbott posting his boarding pass on there, and you know, a hacker was able to go along and find out his phone number on there and his passport number as well, just from his boarding pass. So, you know... Yep, I know you love to post all these things, but, you know, people out there are looking intently at every photo on there. We get parents who go along and post birth certificates of their kids online. Not a great thing to go along and do, I've got to say. And we've got the school holidays coming up. After the school holidays, when the kids go back to school, what's one of the first things we see, Craig?
Yeah,
we
kids.
Take photos of the kids in front of the school. We post it publicly so everybody can see them.
School uniforms, everything.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I think that is a recipe for disaster. And I'll give you another example. I posted a photo about a year ago for a woman who I'd set up. Her husband had collected all these devices. He had about 30 devices, and he'd passed away. She got along and meticulously put post-it notes for every login and password on every device.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter that we posted this, but the amount of people that went along and intricately went along and said, these are the passwords on there. Are you aware that you can read them, Richard? Stunned me. You've got too much time on your hands, people, if you do that, but it's a prime example. Think before you post things online.
Absolutely. Everyone's trying to make a buck somehow, and, yeah, those scams are careful. So, yeah, be careful with what you post. But Telstra are looking to stamp out some different government scam texts. How are they doing this?
Because we get everybody who gets an SMS on their phone loves to click it. 98% of people, no matter what it is, will click that to see what it is. So we get messages reported to be from Centrelink or MyGov. They're not from those two. They've got malicious links in there or requests for personal data. Telstra, we're actively working to block all of these now, which I think is a really good thing out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, until we learn not to go along and click these, I think it's good that they're doing it. Telstra are doing a really good job. They're already blocking about 1 million scam calls a month coming into the network. And believe it or not, 20 million suspicious emails every day.
Yeah, but there's always going to be new ways, isn't there? So you always got to keep an eye out.
Exactly right. And just very quickly, Craig, I would expect a new iPhone probably the third week in October.
Yeah. Great. Great.
So, yes, for those people.
And that's new tech. Let's have a look at some crap tech.
Crap tech of the week. I said crap tech of the week. Richard Pascoe's crap tech of the week.
What have we got up this week?
For the people that can't afford an Apple Watch out there, mine is just got off the plane from China last night as well, so I expect to have it by Friday. I'll be able people to report about it next week. This 4G smartwatch, being advertised on Facebook, they say it's the best gift. No, it's not. It costs you $41.51 discounted from $240.
Wow.
You can't get a decent smartwatch for $41.51. They say on the ad, waterproof after a strict waterproof test. You probably put it under a tap. They say bathing and washing hands are easy. Don't know what that's got to do with it. They say it has a nicer looking body. A nicer looking body than what? And a higher res display, which can be visible in direct sunlight. Thank God for that. I really want to see the time when I'm out in the sun. It says, wear the smartwatch for men. Women has a low power display that probably lasts about 5 minutes. The smartwatch has a true colour IPS full touch screen. It's 1.54 inches. Not very big, Craig, is it?
No. Not at all.
Three faces, which are especially pretty. I don't know who writes this nonsense for them. It says smartwatch UI can be selected according to different scenarios. Smarter smartwatch for women, men as a gift. Right there is a sign that that copywriter has no idea.
Mm.
Now, the last thing I'll say about this, I still haven't worked it out. It also says it also has a hand-up light screen.
Hand-up light screen.
I've got no idea what a hand-up light screen is. But this 4G smartwatch has got one
So, yes. Avoid that if you see it on Facebook anywhere.
Thank you so much. Don't buy it.
Yeah. No. Thanks for getting us across that. And everything in tech, Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. You can catch him at adelaidetechguy.com.au. We'll catch you again with Damon next week.
Look forward to it, Craig.